This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. One of the lessons of the government shutdown so far, partial though it may be, is that you don't know what the government really does until it's not doing it anymore. There has been a lot of coverage here and elsewhere of the shutdown parts of the shutdown, but the fact is, most of the government's up and running, so we're going to focus on that right now and take a tour of a place that helps keep the House of Representatives running, but which is well away from public view. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams brings us the almost secret workshops of Congress.
It's the day after Christmas, and teams of movers are rolling through the halls of the Rayburn House office building, just next door to the Capitol. If you were to visit your member of Congress, there's a good chance you'd come here.
And just turn it now, sideways.
That's Mo Rivers, blueprints in hand, directing his crew as they maneuver couches, desks, and bookcases into the office of a new member. The carpet is pristine, the drapes have been cleaned, the smell of fresh paint still hangs in the air. These workers move fast.
We can come in, lay carpet, paint, and have it set up the next day, overnight.
There's no time to waste. It's going to take more than 275 moves to get the new Congress, committees and all, into place. A lot of what happens up here depends on what happens below, in the labyrinth of tunnels under Capitol Hill, where a couple hundred craftsmen keep thousands of pieces of congressional furniture and equipment in working order.
It's a good central location where we can get to things quickly and move things around quickly.
Tom Coyne is the chief logistics officer for the chief administrative officer of the House. There's a DC title for you. He's in charge of making sure every member of the House has a fully functioning office with a sense of history.
And all the shops are in this corridor here.
The shops he's talking about are the workshops, where master craftsmen, some who've been here for decades, build new furniture and restore hundreds of desks, cabinets, chairs, and coffee tables, some of which have been around since Teddy Roosevelt was in power.
The Capitol is a working museum, so there's a lot of historical furniture there that we upkeep, repair, duplicate, replicate.
Darren Dahlstrom manages the cabinetry workshop. Most of the furniture in member offices has been through here at some point. His team also makes one-of-a-kind pieces likely destined for museums themselves. Dahlstrom is particularly proud of an intricate 20-foot table he built when John Boehner was Speaker of the House.
Sapele is a type of wood used, and it's bordered with a short grain of English yew, and it's a very beautiful table. It resides in the Speaker's office in their conference room right now.
Then there's the ornately carved lectern House members use when they give speeches on the floor.
Yeah, all the carvings were done by a couple of gentlemen in here. And some of the metal work inside I've taken home and welded with my own welder at home. And everybody's had a little hand in it.
These craftsmen often put in 10, 12-hour days when there's a lot of turnover after an election. In the same corridor below Rayburn, I find Mike Dean at the sewing machine stitching drapes for Speaker Nancy Pelosi's new office. The old fabric.
It was more of a darker brown, and now it's going to a lighter oyster.
There's an iconic red leather tufted chair just a few feet away. There were once hundreds of these Turkish chairs in House offices. Half the leather on this one has been removed, revealing the coils and stuffing.
It's going to have new leather. That's going to be the only difference in the way than that it was bought in the 1900s. I'm still going to have the coil springs, the horsehair, the hand stitching.
Wait, horsehair?
We do have a stash of horsehair. We reuse it out of all the old furniture.
Old as in the 1800s and 1900s, before foam took over.
We have a hair picking machine. I can show it to you if you want to see it.
Yeah, I do. Dean takes me across the hall past rolls of carpet and giant cutting tables to one of the last fully functioning horsehair picking machines in the world. Dean feeds in a clump of stuffing, and the machine quickly spits out a cloud of teased-out horsehair.
It takes it all matted down and just fluffs it up.
So it can be stuffed back into a chair that will go back into a House office, where Dean hopes it will stay for at least 35 years before making its way back down here. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.